Yeah. It's Friday, Jen. Bringing it.
I feel it. I can feel it.
If your alarm didn't wake you up, you're welcome.
That sure did.
Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
It's the Jen and Tim Show at a Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. As I mentioned, we have reached Friday. June is winding down. Remember when I said, oh, I don't know if we've hit 85 or 90 so far this summer. Next week, it's like 90, 91, 92, 93, something like that. It'll be a beautiful weekend. Guardians are in town for their longest homestand of the year. I will say that unless Curtis fact checks me and I'm wrong, but it's a long homestand. 10-game homestand.
I believe it's the longest one.
I did right now.
Okay.
When he joins us.
Feels
and
long.
Also, we will have Guardians tickets at 8:10 today, EMCs. Also, EMCs, good morning to you. We have that. Field report we have coming up at 7:10, where you break down the length of the grass and the dirt of the field. No. It's bathrooms. It is concessions.
There is a major highlight to today's field report, and it is posted. At least I scheduled it to post.
It is posted. I saw it.
It is posted. You can watch and see the real delight that if you have to go to this particular baseball field.
Huh.
It's in Rocky River.
I was going to ask where it was at. So it's in Rocky River. All right. Mm-hmm. You are all over the place. Hudson to Rocky River to everybody else that's in baseball.
Grafton last weekend.
Grafton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lorraine. Just a lot.
You just skipped that Grafton report. That tells us everything we need to know.
No, I did
about Grafton.
When I was at
the gravel in Grafton.
No. I was in Grafton. I did it last year and I was like, should I repost it?
Yeah.
Or should I? And so I did this Lutheran West
sense.
Instead.
Yeah.
So.
You already covered it. I'm just kidding. I'm sure it was a good field. All right. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. In case you missed it, quick recap. We did get a winner on Monday. We started the game again. Stevie has picked the name. We began that on Wednesday. So we have Alex Trebek guest, and we also have Liam Payne guest.
So we need another guest today. We take one guest a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope, and you just have to figure out who he is.
Exactly. Very simplistic games. EMC's early morning crew already knows how to play this game. We just need one of you to take a guest to kick off the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Any day that starts with dead guy in the envelope's a great day.
Yeah, I actually look forward to it.
Oh.
As negative as Jen is, she still powers through and listens and enjoys the game.
That's wonderful. I'm not negative. It's just lengthy. It just takes
you
long.
You said you hate the game almost exactly verbatim. That is negative about this beautiful game.
All right,
that
fine.
We all bond over at 6:05 in the morning.
I may have said that. Do you have a guess for the dead guy today?
How about Jerry Garcia?
It's a good guess. It's not him.
Oh, not Jerry Garcia. But thank you for loving the game. We appreciate that, which continues next week, Monday morning on Star 102. What did producer Stevie joins us? What did you just say about that dead guy in the envelope guess?
I asked who it was.
So producer Stevie is younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. And she has put the name in the envelope. I just want to remind people. I'm certainly not trying to give any hints.
Yeah, I feel like we're giving too many hints.
Tell anybody anything. I'm just letting them know. I said it at the beginning. I said, you know, we've had guesses of like Moses and John Quincy Adams.
Did somebody say Moses?
And maybe Jesus. I'm not even kidding. That are in the envelope. I'm just saying Stevie is younger. And I think that you just have to keep a younger mindset on your guesses.
That's
I don't think that's a good point.
That gave away a lot of hints, though.
It did also.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean it's from a year ago or something.
This might
probably not from seven.
Nothing wrong with that, Stevie.
That's true.
Do you know who Alex Trebek is?
Yeah, he was a game show host.
Okay,
yes.
So that was our first guest. Liam Payne, clearly. And then Jerry Garcia, she wasn't. I just thought that I would just throw that out there. Because once again, it is a new game. It is a, you know, kind of a refreshed mindset. And I think that's not giving away anything, is it? I mean, maybe I might be narrowing it down?
Leading to the water. Yeah, like, I mean, Stevie is younger than us, so that kind of indicates who she might have picked.
Maybe I could have surprised you all.
Exactly.
You could have.
That's the thing.
I'm just trying to kind of, I don't know, maybe provide some bumpers to the lane.
Look who finally is giving a little bit of a clue on the air.
People have been asking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just trying to
Why? Because the game takes too long and you felt like you needed it?
The game is great. The game should be sponsored. We should be playing it later.
Be.
I mean, it's an entire,
yes, it should.
It's an entire thing.
Agree.
But yeah, I was just. It just struck me when she said that
right.
It was one of those where it's like, I think you just need to keep that in mind. It's really the only thing that I'm saying. And you're right. It could still be somebody from 40 years ago. I mean, whatever
sure.
it might be. I'm just
sure.
saying. I don't think it's the second president of the U.S.
Also, fair
like
point.
Ever. Although heading into 4th of July, maybe it is.
Oh, that would have been very patriotic of us.
And then we think it's patriotic until it's John Quincy Adams in November.
Right. Because no one has
it. I guess.
And we think, oh, that didn't age real well. So there you go. But thank you for the guests and EMCs. As always, good morning. Because of Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You can hear every day here right around 6:40. I checked all my water bottles. All the water bottles in the house. I really did. I did due diligence on people that will wash them at the very, very beginning. It'll tell you, you wash it. And then I was very thoroughly impressed, and they were all clean. They all got the okay. And I was also very impressed on the water bottle knowledge of Stevie on what can make it into the dishwasher, what could not make it into the dishwasher, because as a guy who the directions are there, but I half read these directions, it's like, oh yeah, so an Owala can, but a Stanley can't, but this one, there's all sorts.
Well, apparently an Owala can't. I learned that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have several Owalas that have been through the dishwasher a lot.
So you put them through the dishwasher and it is, as you said, they're not supposed to go in the dishwasher.
That's what
apparently.
CB just, yeah. And then
so
I looked.
So then what happens?
The
does it lose?
I don't know.
I mean, so what happens to the water bottle? And I mean, they come out, it's clean. You see that. But does it lose its, how it, you put ice in there and it can last for hours and hours and hours? Really, whether it's really all of the brands are pretty solid at that. So does it lose its effectiveness that way?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this. I have like a couple at home that the like exterior paint has chipped on them, like where you could see like the silver underneath.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if putting it through the dishwasher is the reason for that. But I've had them for a long time and I use them like every day, or me or the kids or my husband. So I don't know if it's from the dishwasher or if it's from just heavy usage, because we do use them a lot.
Just says could cause permanent damage, even it doesn't go into it here. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well,
seems to be fine.
Yeah, we're good.
I don't know.
I'm not super worried about it,
yeah.
And I feel like they're very accessible now. I mean,
the lids are top rack dishwasher safe.
Yeah, they are, because I put that's
and the
where
straws
I always
can go in the silverware.
Yeah, and then you got to take all the little rubber parts out to make sure, like Stevie and I were saying yesterday, to make sure there's no mold under there. Like in the lid, there's like a rubber stopper.
Oh, yeah, that can get.
And then there's like a rubber circle around where the lid closes and all that. Did you check all that on your water bottles?
I did.
It's astonishing to me that you're so aware of the cleanliness of your water bottles, yet not of your own feet.
I also want to take back, I don't wash the feet. I also want to take back that I don't wash from the knee down scrub, because I do.
Oh,
I really paid attention to that in the shower yesterday. I was like, you're an animal if you don't from the knee down. Feet, I understand I'm there, but the shins and the calf, they deserve a little love.
I'm glad you clarified that, because that has bothered me since
you said it. The high heat makes
it.
The water not stay as cold because it messes up the stainless steel. That's producer Stevie.
Well, shoot.
She knows.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she knew. I learned a lot yesterday. We have Stevie on the socials. What's going on, Stevie?
Well, apparently it's going to be a 90s summer, as millennial parents are set to give their kids a summer like they had. Apparently they think it was better, so that's what they're trying to do.
How does that work? I'm curious to see what is exactly a 90s summer.
Oh, Jen, I'll let you know.
Everything 90s is popping up on my For You page. Yeah. It'll be like there's a 90s themed bar at the Venetian in Vegas. There's like it is. I am inundated with 90s stuff.
Everywhere, nostalgia is everywhere. I don't
it
know why
is.
We can't just enjoy right now, but it's trending.
Stevie, throwing it back.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Nostalgia has been trending all year. Like when we went into 2026, everyone was bringing back trends from 2016. And now millennial parents are focused on a 90s summer for their kids. It's all over social media. You're going to see these family vloggers and creators in general talking about a 90s summer. Now, they're saying this is trending because these parents are romanticizing the unstructured, low-stress childhoods of their own youth to combat modern parenting burnout. So unlike modern summers, which are often packed with specialized camps and hyper-curated activities, the 90s aesthetic embraces days with no agenda, so this serves as strategy to pull kids away from the constant digital consumption. So instead, you're supposed to embrace natural boredom, playing outside with neighbors, riding bikes to only return when the streetlights come on, and you're going to see a rising popularity of disposable cameras, rollerblades, lemonade stands, sprinklers, and toys that involve no technology becoming popular all over social media. They're being very aesthetic right now.
They're applying Toy Story 5 to...
Oh, nice.
It's so funny that you mentioned that. And I think as parents, we all do this where there's this mixture of the tablet time and there's the mixture of play time and outside and all that type of stuff. And what I really enjoy, and I have an 11-year-old daughter, is that when I'm like, all right, you know, it's like, let's go outside, do whatever. And we do go on the bike ride. We do those things that in theory are, I'm using quotes, or old school or whatever it is. She really enjoys it, looks forward to doing it again. It's like a good daddy-daughter. Obviously, my wife's involved as well. You know, it's a good bonding session there. So, I mean, I get it. And then also, by the way, also, you talk about the camps, right? People have camps, and there's, you know, people are working, and they price of those camps.
That was going to be my comment. I think a lot of people do the camps and have to spend that much money because they don't have childcare in the summer. The kids aren't in school. And ever since COVID, a lot of people work from home, and that... turns out it can be distracting.
That's been the biggest criticism of the 90s summer is the working parent. Yeah, everyone's like, it's not possible to do this when we're working.
Right. And especially when you have somebody working at home. Nate just loves summertime with both of the kids at home.
I always think about it. And I understand how it's easier. And I understand the entire thing. But there probably will be some term that is used for the people that are working from home that don't have a chance, you know, the chance to get out of, you were used to hanging with your coworkers and going to Progressive. I'm just using that as an example, or going whatever. And then now, you know, I talked to buddies that have worked from home the entire time. I just talked to a neighbor of mine yesterday who works at IT and does some other things. And I said, well, you know, what are you doing? He's like, I've been at home for 6 years doing my job at home. And you can almost physically see the toll that it takes sometimes being at home and not having a lot of interaction, whatever. There's going to be some term. I'm telling you, like, whatever it is in the future, there will be some term that I understand that it's very convenient. It can be very convenient for some, but there are others that I look at and they are shell-shocked and they will do everything they can to get out of the house because that's all they do is they're at the house.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes sense. I mean, it could go either way.
I get the convenience. This week's field report is on the way. 7:10 on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Did Jen hate the field? Did she love the field?
Well, when it's about, can I say that, spoiler alert.
Are those jerseys?
The field's fine.
Oh.
We're getting those?
Yeah, we're giving.
The field is fine, but it's what's next door that was a real delight. Yeah,
oh, the next door to
the
field.
Well, there's always, you know.
Yeah, we're not breaking down the actual diamond. And the playing conditions
kind of
the field.
We're going to talk about the bathroom situation. That's number. And it, I mean, if you look at the comments already, it's always about the bathroom situation at baseball fields. Yeah, always is. So, yeah,
you're
doing
that's a good
up.
Service with the field report.
Thank you very much, Tim Richards.
Anytime, Jen Tuohy. She used my whole name.
I don't know.
She's been calling me Timothy, which I've asked her not to do. She calls me that all the time. I cannot stand Timothy. Okay, Timothy. And I'm like, go, no. And now it's Tim Richards. We are distancing ourselves.
This is new. I was not so name aware. I didn't know that I was. I think I'm just trying to.
Timothy gives me this. You know when you have that.
I feel like I call you that a lot.
You do. It's new. It's newer. Timothy is newer. Nobody calls me Timothy ever. I hear Timmy all the time. Tim, what's up? And Jen's like, Timothy. It's very proper. Like I should have an ascot on. I just don't.
Well. Timothy. Let's move on. We got to get Timothy Richards. Three things. Timothy Richards. The Jennifer and Timothy show.
I did it to myself.
Yes, you did. That's not going away. 8 days until the 4th of July. Cedar Point ready to celebrate. That's in 60 seconds, Timothy. It's 58 degrees in Cuyahoga Falls, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. And Timothy, I did this one for you.
Oh my gosh, I should have never said it.
Because I know you're very concerned about the health of Lake Erie.
I thought it was about stamps. Okay, this is better.
No, I haven't had a stamp
Stamps or Grey's Anatomy is usually what's shooting at me. Or Titanic, the movie.
No, this is about the algae bloom.
Oh, it's cleared up?
In Lake Erie. No, it's a moderate harmful algal bloom this summer. Did you see?
No, what's going on?
Well, Timothy, the bloom is forecast to begin in July, peak in August, with phosphorus runoff and rainfall determining its size.
I'm good if I never hear the phrase phosphorus runoff in my entire life.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You can see it a layer on the water?
The bloom should remain mostly in the western basin, which I didn't know what that meant.
Oh, yeah.
That's closer to Toledo.
Very basin aware in Toledo.
Very basin aware.
The big basin.
Mm-hmm. It isn't expected to reach Cleveland, but just so you know, we always talk about the algal bloom and how it predicts the health of the lake. Apparently, the phosphorus is running off.
It is running off.
It sure is. Cedar Point celebrating Independence Day with 6 days of patriotic fun. Starts on Monday. The Star Spangled Celebration runs through July 4th. There will be World War II flyovers, Army band performances, skydivers, contests, and specialty food. And Mountain Dew celebrating its 1948 debut by selling limited edition 5-cent soda bundles. It'll start next week. They're doing it on the TikTok shop. Each bundle has a commemorative...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. That is not for you. Each bundle has a commemorative can and a 10-pack of mini cans. We've banned Timothy from TikTok shop because he's made terrible purchases and has been tricked, right? Tricked by the ads on TikTok shop.
It is a page of lies.
It is for you only.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Friday morning to you. A lot of things on the way, of course. Might as well get to a field report.
Yes, I have another field report. This one at Lutheran West High School. In Rocky Reaver.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky Reaver.
Is this your first time at this field or no? Rocky
it
Reaver?
It is not. It
You've
is
been
not
to Rocky Reaver
first,
before.
I've been to Rocky Reaver before. I have been to Lutheran West before, but this is a high school field. So they're in Rocky Reaver. It's a little bit different. Rules are different and...
Wait, what do you mean? Rules are different at the field?
Well, when you talk about like bringing your dog and stuff like that.
And
I'll get into that. But I mean, there is a real highlight to Lutheran West.
Okay.
If you've been, you know. If not, I'm going
to
tell you.
I can't wait to find out. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've even been to Rocky Reaver.
Yeah.
So.
It's a nice reaver.
It is your field report. You don't want to miss that. It is time for your field report on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
And this week's field report takes us to Lutheran West in Rocky River. This is a high school baseball field, and I want to say thank you to both Willow and Sharon, because I posted the video of Lutheran West. Willow says, our grandson has been playing travel ball for years, so now I rate all fields by real bathrooms. Willow, you are speaking my language. Sharon says, yes, I do the same. And this is what I do, because years ago when my boys started playing baseball, I'm like, this is a problem when they don't have a real bathroom or no bathroom. And I mean, let's be honest, baseball games are lengthy. That's why I started rating these fields like that. So you go to Lutheran West, they have... real bathrooms, like a nice standalone building where you can go in and use the facilities. It is a lovely walk in to the stadium. Again, it belongs to a high school, so there are bleachers there at the baseball field. There's also a grassy area, which is where we typically sit when we go to Lutheran West because we have the folding chairs and stuff. I have never brought my dog there, and I bring that up because I always mention if you can bring your dogs or not. I didn't see signs that say no dogs, but... I would guess because it's a high school stadium, you don't typically bring your dog there. Have you had that experience where?
I understand. Yeah. If somebody knows and wants to add to that, that's great. 216-343-1021. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So you have grass to sit in. You have bleachers to sit in. The kids have beautiful dugouts. They have a roof over them, which is awesome. There's no concessions there. I mean, we're playing like on a Sunday morning, but I didn't even see like an area where you would purchase a concession near the baseball field. But there is a real treat if you go to Lutheran West to play baseball.
I would love to get to the real treat and then also your final rating.
Yeah.
Field report continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. For anybody just joining us, where did you go?
I went to Lutheran West in Rocky River. It's a high school, and they have a beautiful field there. The field is great. They have real bathrooms, which is always a big, big seller on the scoring system, which is, you know, 1 to 5 diamonds per field. The real delight of this field, though, Lutheran West, and if you know, you know, it's the parking lot is attached to the Westgate Shopping Center parking lot, right where there's
really?
A Target, there's a Kohl's, there's a Famous Footwear, there's a Marshall's, there's a Petco. I mean, literally any and every shop. There's an Ulta, there's a J.Crew factory. It's like if you're sitting in a baseball game.
There's a J.Crew factory there?
Yes, and Stevie told me that. I went in there recently. It's lovely. It's right over by the Ulta. There's Bath Body Works there. There's everything is right there. Right there in Rocky
River.
So
can you, do you add that for your scoring just because of the proximity and it has nothing to do with the field?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was wondering. It's your field report, not mine.
Say you have a quick errand to run. Say you are over baseball by the time the game is over and you want to just relax and do some shopping. You are right there primed and ready to go. And let me tell you the best part. My son had practice at that field this week. We had a game there last weekend. He had practice at that field, and it was like a 5:30 to 7:30. What do? I drop him off at practice, and I just shopped for 2 hours. You know how fun it? Because what's the point of driving home in that amount of time? I was able to just leisurely walk around. That is the benefit of Lutheran West.
Okay.
And their baseball field. This is...
Sounds like a positive experience.
It was a positive experience. It always will be with that shopping plaza right there. Four diamond field for me.
Oh!
Four diamond field out of five diamonds. And I gave it four because, well, one, I don't know about the dogs. And two, I didn't see any concessions.
Yeah.
And maybe they're available at some point, but, you know, that's what knocked it down one diamond.
Well, people need to know when you're at these games, they need to bring it because they're getting rated. So four is still very good.
Oh, I thought you meant to bring snacks.
No, they don't. They need to know that you're there and they need to be aware of these things.
They do.
So if concessions were there, they needed to be open. If you know there were concessions or not, let us know. That four diamonds is very good. In case you missed it, we just had a four diamond field. It's field report, star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
I got some additional information on Lutheran West. That was the field I rated this week from Gabby. She sent us a message on Facebook, Jen and Tim Show. She says, hi, my stepdaughter actually goes to Lutheran West and plays varsity softball. They have a concession stand on the side of the building behind where the bleachers are, but it's rare to be open. We went to a lot of games and they only open the concession stand a handful of times. But she says the field is relatively newer, so it's pretty nice. And it is. It's a very nice field. But yeah, the concessions. And again, we were there on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, it wasn't like we were probably very rarely
playing
open
that
then.
School or anything.
I wonder what concessions they have, though. A, why is it open rarely? Generate some revenue. And then I wonder what snacks are by. What's in that snack shed?
You always want to know.
It's always some type of snack shed, even if it's nice. Like, there's something going on sometimes. Sometimes they have a freeze-dried situation.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, if it's next level, like we did Maplewood in Cleveland a couple weeks ago. They had, like, fancy chicken sandwiches. They have the Dippin' Dots. You know, you can get the, like, little packages of the Dippin' Dots.
Are they the Schmip and Schmatz, though? They're
no.
Real, they're the actual
like they're
brand? Because I feel like you have to have a super
like a
freezer for
cup
that.
Or something?
I don't know. I know that they have the...
I got to ask Bridget now. I feel like her and her family were
I know they have
them.
The wannabe Dippin' Dots, which are still fantastic. They're just not Dippin'. I don't know. I don't know that.
I didn't eat them, but I saw that my friends were eating them. Now I got to ask.
We are doing the, are we calling it the Scoop Squad? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
So we kicked that off this week. The only reason I'm mentioning that, we will get to the three things we will get to a round of Trump Tui, is that would be all here. I am here for a concession crew where we rate concessions because there are major differences.
Yes, there are.
Men are football game. They have two concession stands. They bring it.
I was going to say, I bet Menor is like super elite in concessions.
And I can't remember where, if it was, I don't think it was Medina. Maybe it was Macedonia. Somebody had a freeze dried situation that would add another, I don't know what the rating system is. It's not 1 to 5 straws, but there's something there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
They go to these concessions because people need, if they're bringing it, they deserve, did you have the hot dogs? Do you have a hot pretzel? Do you not? It's just grab and go candy, which is also fine.
If you have a pretzel, do you have cheese with it? Do you also have a nacho with a cheese? Can you add a jalapeno to that? There's a lot.
There should be a cheese. I would be shocked if there wasn't. If there's jalapeno, that would be next level.
That would be next level. That would be like Progressive Field next level. You got to have a cheese with a soft pretzel.
Village has sushi.
At their concession.
Bet they do. What do you think?
I've been to that park. Wait, what is that called?
I bet they do.
Lot of midges there.
Lot of midges. I'm thinking there's a sushi situation in Bay
right
Village.
Right into the sushi.
Something going on.
That would be gross at a concession
I would probably
stand.
Still eat it.
Yes, you probably would. It's like the gyro at the IX Center that you like. That's right. Okay.
Curtis Danberg of the Cleveland Guardians joining us in studio. Cleveland Guardians are beginning a homestand. Curtis, good morning to you.
Tim stated a fact earlier, and then I said, really, is that true? And he said, well, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask Curtis.
Oh,
but he very confidently said the 10-game homestand is the longest of the season.
It is.
It is. Yes, you did it.
I knew it.
It sounded right.
Yes.
But you never know. So, Curtis, tell us what's going on.
We have four fireworks shows over 10 games.
Unbelievable.
So tonight, we've got Dollar Dogs, $2 beers. Tomorrow, we have the Tanner Bibee City Connect jersey giveaway, which is an awesome jersey.
And that's what you brought in?
On the front. That's what
we'll push this out. We'll show everybody what it looks like.
Tomorrow.
You should get that.
Kids Fun Day on Sunday. Then the Rangers come in town for a three-day game on Wednesday. And then we have a four-game series against who we're sharing first place with, the Chicago White Sox. We've got fireworks. We've got July 4th fireworks. We've got July 4th Patriotic Diamond C cap giveaway next Saturday, and then Kids Fun Day to finish it off. And then we have one road trip, and then it's the All-Star break.
That's great info, Curtis. Of course, the homestand begins today, goes through this weekend, next week, and next weekend as well.
I was really thinking about it. I would have gave away those last two hot dogs in studio.
You can't do that.
I know. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Unsanitary.
I don't know.
You're not going to eat them?
No, I'm going to give them to Jeff Thomas.
All right.
He's a vacuum. I don't know how, because he will get the hot dog. Curtis Danberg comes in, and he couldn't be a nicer guy and have a nicer family. Like, they are just the nicest people. And he has worked for the Guardians / then Indians for, is it 30 plus years? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We've worked with him for a while.
He's just a tremendous human, and we love having him in. He brings these hot dogs in behind the scenes. I already did like an Insta story or whatever, because I'm thinking to myself, okay.
I mean, he's got the ketchup and the mustard. It's ready to go. It's perfect breakfast.
Okay.
Is it?
And I had two. I just wasn't even thinking. And
are you regretting the two?
I just think I'm going to be a little sleepier during the next round of Trump 2 than the first. That's all. I'm glad he brings them in. They're great. I look forward to it.
It is great.
We're sad if he doesn't bring them in.
I can't leave you on an island there. I ate one. I didn't eat two. I did eat a hot dog for breakfast. And I feel like people hear that and they think it's so strange. We'll eat that at this time of morning. But they smell really good when he brings them in. And then they're sitting there staring at you, and he brings the stadium mustard and the ketchup. I mean.
And we, as radio people, we don't, if you're in radio, you don't even question it. You will look at it.
Yeah.
You'll wonder how long it's been out in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's still not a real deterrent. I mean, sometimes it is, but. I mean, there's been candy. There's all sorts of stuff that's been out there. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, out there is questionable. Curtis is like bringing them in a sealed environment.
Yes.
Like, I feel
good
about that.
It's wrapped up in foil.
Right.
It's fine. We know there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
Right. And it's Friday. I feel like a hot dog for breakfast on
Why not?
You can get away with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. It's 8 days till the 4th of July. Cedar Point ready to celebrate. That's in 60 seconds. It's 60 degrees in Cuyahoga Falls. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Scientists say Lake Erie expected to see a more moderate, harmful algal bloom this summer. The forecast is set to begin in July, peak in August, with phosphorus runoff and rainfall determining its size.
So
why are you laughing?
You have to swim in one or the other. Let's say it's a Would You Rather Wednesday,
even though
it's a Friday.
What are the choices?
Swim in phosphorus runoff or the Cleveland rinse.
What's phosphorus runoff?
I don't know what that is. It's a runoff of phosphorus.
I mean, like, just immediately.
Is it bubbly? I feel like it's
leaning toward the phosphorus runoff in the raw sewage.
I think they actually might have fixed the Cleveland rinse because we haven't had the story in a long time.
They did make some type of larger pipe or something.
So we'll go. If you want to DM us, what would you rather swim in? Phosphorus runoff
or
the Cleveland rinse?
That's a terrible question.
Let us know.
Can you please, while I do this next story, look up phosphorus runoff?
I will.
Okay. Let's talk Cedar Point. Because
how do you spell phosphorus?
P-H-O-S-P-H-O-R-U-S. Phosphorus runoff. Okay. Let's talk Cedar Point.
Ugh.
What is it? Did I say I would swim in it?
All right. I'm just going to read what AI says. Phosphorus runoff occurs when excess phosphorus from agricultural fertilizers, which this is not the same thing, manure, and urban stormwater washes into nearby lakes and streams.
So I think
you'd rather swim in that than the Cleveland rinse?
I think the rinse is the same. Based on that description, it feels like the phosphorus runoff is the same thing.
It does. You're right. So you're swimming. Yeah.
I'm swimming in none of it.
So it's a bad Would You Rather Wednesday but Friday.
Okay, let's talk
let's
something
just stay
clean.
On the beach.
Let's talk something cleaner. Cedar Point celebrating Independence Day. It starts on Monday. The Star Spangled Celebration runs through July 4th. There will be World War II flyovers, Army band performances, skydivers, contests, and specialty food. Mountain Dew celebrating its 1948 debut. They're selling a limited edition 5-cent soda bundle. Starts next week. You can get it on the TikTok shop. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.